In the Living Inquiries, we do a practice called mining, where we pay attention to what the thoughts are. Thoughts are words and images. We can hear words, or we might see them as though they're written out on a wall or something. We can see images. Images are colors and shapes that our mind interprets as something. So we look at these, we look at the words and the images and see, is there a threat? Could that hurt me? Do I need to be afraid of that image? And of course, our body is saying, yeah, of course. I brought this forward so that you could recognize there's a danger here. But when we look at them, what we see is that in fact, no words or images have that kind of power unless they also have a sensation in the body. So now we're back to what's going on in our body and how is that related to the thoughts in the mind. I have a section just on that. How can we be present with the energy in our body and have a look and see what are the thoughts that are associated with that? That is the real root of healing anxious thought, is to be able to be present with the sensation, the energy, the feelings in the body, and watch and observe to see what are the thoughts that are associated with that. Is there a sense of an age? Is there a specific memory that's connected with that? What does it mean that this sensation's here? Is it here to hurt me, to protect me, to warn me? Go to the section on mining our sensations for meaning to go deeper into this. It really is the root of healing anxious thought and compulsion. I've included a resource on mining. Have a listen to the guided practice. I've included several resources to help you work with anxiety in your thoughts as well as in the body. One is that we have to become aware of the sensations and the energy that's in our body, and we have to be able to tolerate feeling them. Watch fear of trauma stored in our body. Once we are aware and able to be present within our own system, we know what the energies are, then we become very curious about it. You can go through the detailed version of this in Stay With and Mind Your Feelings. This is a powerful way to work with this and to release the Velcro effect to really become free of these stored memories and experiences that are holding us back.